For 91.3 WUKY News, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on medicine. Did you know that lung cancer causes more deaths in Kentuckians than the next eight most common cancers combined? I recently had a chance to speak with Mary Ferlin, board member of Free to Breathe and chairperson for that organization's 5K fundraiser in Lexington. As you will hear, Mary has a personal story that explains her enthusiasm for raising funds to combat this disease.
One of my younger brothers, Michael, was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer in 2012, and that was when I became, unfortunately, glaringly aware of the dismal survival statistics in lung cancer and the lack of support and funding, and also the stigma surrounding lung cancer and the patients who suffer from it, which I think is, you know, so unfortunate and, wrong in so many ways. But I just started looking into different organizations, and it happened that Free to Breathe had a 5K and a 1 mile walk here in the November 2012, and it was advertised in the paper, and I saw the article. So my husband and I did join the walk that year, and from my perspective, it looked seemed so much smaller than other 5Ks I've participated in, and it only reinforced the need for us to get awareness out and to get more support and more fundraising efforts. And so then the next year I joined the committee, and I've chaired the last couple of years. So I'm chairing the event this year again.
In case you're just joining us, I'm speaking with Mary Ferlin, chairperson of Free to Breathe's 5K fundraiser in Lexington.
This year it'll be Sunday, November 6th. November is National Lung Cancer Awareness Month, so it's important we wanted to do it in November again. And it's Sunday afternoon, November 6th at Coldstream Park. Our opening rally is at 1:40, and the 5K is at 2 o'clock. We do have a 1 mile just kind of fun walk that starts after that. But I've asked a lot of people, and people are coming. They said, well, I don't run. And I said, well, actually, we have more walkers than runners that do the race, so it's more important that you come and participate and support the cause, and we are timing it, but we're not worried about that too much.
Yeah, my wife and I have done a lot of 5Ks, and that's a wonderful venue. It's a relatively flat area, great place for walking. And of course, in early November, it'll be great weather, we hope.
We're hoping early November, and then the afternoon, if it is chilly, it should warm up by 2 o'clock, which should make it comfortable for people, yes.
So is there a website or a resource that folks can go to learn more and to sign up?
Yes, our website is www.freetobreathe.org and then /Central Kentucky. And it used to be called Lexington Free to Breathe, but we've broadened it because we do have a lot of participants from outside the area. One of my committee members is from Paris, and we have a lot of people from Versailles and different areas come and participate. Our goal this year is to raise more than we raised last year, which was $32,000. Mm-hmm. And my stretch goal would be really, I'd be thrilled if we could raise $40,000 this year. Mm-hmm. We're doing really well, and I'd like to have 400 participants. That would be record-breaking for us. Mm-hmm. So we're shooting for that, and we're really excited about it.
And so the funds that are raised by Free to Breathe go to research into both diagnosis and treatment?
Yes. Since 2005, Free to Breathe has raised over $14 million for research and also patient support services. And this year in 2016, they will be awarding over $1 million in research grants. And one of them I think that is real exciting is where they are trying to, electronically sift through lung cancer patients' medical records and match them with clinical trials that are out there, because that's a big challenge, is to try to find the clinical trials that you can qualify for and are appropriate for you. My brother had been accepted into clinical trial just a few weeks before he died, and unfortunately was not able to get in it because he wasn't healthy enough to join it. So it's real important to get access to these clinical trials, because they're how we make advances and how we improve survival rates for patients.
My thanks again to Mary Ferlin, board member of Free to Breathe and chairperson for that organization's 5K fundraiser in Lexington. For more information, as always, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky. He volunteers his time to bring important medical news to the community. You can hear more of his programs at wuky.org.